Hello, everyone.
Hello, good evening, good morning.
Welcome back to the Basically Adulting Show, where we talk about everything basic and adulting.
I was going to say trying to adult.
Yeah. Trying to survive over here. I don't know.
Let's just start off. Our negatives, positives,
We're just gonna dive right into it. Okay.
I had like so many negatives earlier. One of them being this time change.
The time change sucks.
Yeah.
Also, I apologize that we missed a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Things have just gotten a little crazy. We are actually looking for an intern to help us manage our time and everything with the podcast. So if you are interested or know someone that's interested,
and you live in the Dallas area,
you need to be in the Dallas area, shoot them our way, because
shoot us an email.
Things have gotten a little cray cray with our lives,
and we need assistance.
We need help. Send help, even if you're not an intern. And you just send help our way.
Yes, please.
Okay, back to your negative.
The time change.
Yeah.
You know?
It threw me for a loop, honestly.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah. I mean, I just hate the, you know, it's just sunnier longer. I'm a weird person.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Yeah, so apparently there's this law that's being discussed. Yeah. Oh, sorry, a bill. I have to use correct terminology. So a bill is being proposed to get rid of daylight savings, flash forward, whatever it's called. Yeah. So we don't have to do that twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I think it's a great idea, because what's the point? Like, the time is the time. Everyone.
Yeah, I think they did it because of farmers back in the day, because people used their land for farming. But like,
but still, like, why? Don't the crops still need the sun? The crops don't care what time it is. The sun's still in the day, just as long. Yes, the sun doesn't change. It's the clocks that change.
No, the sun doesn't change. But, like, the placement of the earth does. You know, like, in the summer, we're closer. We're tilted. Does that make sense?
I feel like you need to do some more research.
No, yeah. Yes. Like the way, like, right now we're going to spring and summer, and Australia is going into winter because of the way, like, the world turns.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But the sun is still the same.
Yes.
I don't know.
What's the purpose of life is what someone Googled. as I'm trying to Google, what's the purpose of daylight savings?
What does it say? What's the purpose of life?
I don't know. We'll
read it. I want to know now. I don't care about daylight savings time anymore.
All right. Let's see what that poor person was. The meaning of life, or the answer to the question, pertains to the significance of living or existence in general. It didn't give us an answer.
Oh, damn it. That could have been the secret of how you guys get through.
Your life purpose consists of the central motivating aims of your life. The reason you get up in the morning. We don't know. Why are we on this earth?
Well, I think everyone has a different purpose.
Definitely.
I think that not everybody, obviously that's why people are different and so unique in different ways, that because everyone has their own specific purpose on this earth.
Mm-hmm. I've
still yet to, you know, find mine, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to discover in therapy, because I'm like,
Where have you gotten so far?
Yesterday we found out I guess I'm having like an identity crisis, just with like personal things regarding like my personal life and just growing up as an immigrant here, but not relating to my family from Mexico, but then again, I'm like, it's very confusing, and I'm like, I don't know where I land. And she was like, this makes a lot. Like, she's like, okay, this is all to her. She's like, okay, this is piecing together for me onto why you're so like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I guess, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So my homework, or what we've been working on these past couple of sessions, is figuring out what my purpose is. Because apparently if you start questioning, like if you start going down that road, like, what is my purpose? Like, well, like, you know, and all that stuff. It's like a dangerous, it can be a very dangerous path.
I think, yeah, because there's so many options. There's so many things that you could possibly do. It's overwhelming to even like think about it or decide. So I think just along the way, you just have to be the best version of yourself during that day, during that moment, to other people, to, you know, putting your effort into your job and like just trying to find, you know, what you're passionate about. And I mean, there's a lot of things in this world. You can't figure it out. I mean, there's so many people that are 10 times older than you. Maybe not 10 times, then they'd be like 200 years old, but twice your age, right, that still don't even know what the hell they're doing. Yeah. There is a hair on my microphone and it keeps tickling my chin. It's a little like, so I think that it's really important. And I feel like when I was your age, I was kind of going through the same thing. Like I was just going through a breakup and, or like starting to feel like we were about to break up. And so there was a lot of, questioning of like, oh, what am I going to do now? Just because, you know, growing up, you always think that you're supposed to have your life together. And honestly, I've said this before, like, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing majority of the time. Like, everyone just seems to know what they're doing to make it seem like that to everybody else. But in reality, they don't. And it's kind of like a catch-22 because, I mean, you could relate with somebody so much more by just being like real and honest with them. Be like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either. Mm-hmm. And you can relate with, I think, so many more people and help them, because what you've gone through in life versus what you've gone through in life, there's so many paths that cross that you could help me and I could help you, that you don't even know if you're just like, oh, well, I'm just supposed to figure it out on my own. Because honestly, there's no way you can figure it out on your own. You have to have people to help you. It takes a village. Like, that's what I truly believe. It takes a village to become the person that you're supposed to be. You cannot do it on your own.
Yeah, I agree to that. But like, this is something I can talk about later. But I just, there's like a very big thing in my life that is been, the way I said it is like, it's just been in like limbo for like 10 years. And I'm like, I don't even know. I'm like, I feel like I can't even like set up like certain routes or things, because it's like, it's so up in the air. I'm like, things could change for me tomorrow, and I would have to make like a life-changing choice. And it's just so like, to like, the way I said it to my therapist, I'm like, nobody, I can't really like have this conversation with a lot of people, because it's very difficult, because I'm like, I'm the only person that I know of like with this very specific situation, and it's not easy to explain. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for some people to understand, and like, yeah, I don't blame them.
Yeah,
you know, like, but I feel very just like everything's up in the air for me, and I'm like, I don't, like, I was telling her, I was like, I would like to start looking at houses and like, you know, like to start kind of like, okay, like putting money aside. But I'm like, I know I can do it, but I'm like, is it even worth me even doing that with things just being so up in the air at the moment?
But also, like, you can't live your life in like the fear of the unknown. You have to live your life in the moment. And like, if you want to buy a house, buy a house. If you have to move, you can always sell your house. And I know that's not the point that you're trying to make, but it's like having the limbo is like the fear of the unknown and like, and not knowing what tomorrow brings, because I mean, nobody knows what tomorrow brings.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like, I don't fear that. Like, I don't, like, I've accepted that. It's just, you know me, I'm a very like flowy person. But like, there's like this just one thing that I'm like, I would just like an answer to this.
Yeah, but I mean, what happens if you don't get an answer? You're just gonna live in limbo. Then I have to sit down
and make decisions.
Yeah, but when are you gonna make that decision to make the decisions?
Yeah, I have like, you know? I'm looking into it now.
Yeah,
because that's, you know, because I have to start thinking about it.
Yeah,
but it's not like these decisions aren't easy. No. At the end of the day. They're very just like life-changing decisions that I have to make. And who knows? I might have to make them. Yeah. So, but it's just, I have to entertain the idea, as she said, right now. So.
Yeah. I mean, always weighing your options is always, I mean, I think a good thing, just so you know what's out there and what you have available to you too.
Yeah.
So anyways. Anyway, I was not on the agenda.
No, it was not. We talked about like the meaning of life.
I know. Like, wow. Well, there you go. Some inspiration for your day or your evening, whatever you choose. Cheers to our big water bottles.
Yes. Look. Are we around the same?
I'm at 7 p.m.
Me too.
Oh, good job. We need to catch up. It's like 9.
It's 9:45.
Also, this is my second one for the day, so... I drank a shit ton in cycle class this morning. Oh, yeah. Sweat it all out. So, yeah, this is my second one. Look how big that is.
That's good. That's 2 liters.
I know.
Yeah, that's my first one.
This is...
How big is yours? 2.4.
Mine's 2.2 liters.
2.2, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
It's about 4. Never mind.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like drinking 2 2-liter Cokes.
Yeah, no. I only had one because I bought some kombucha, like probiotic stuff, because my tummy's been weird. Mm. Yeah, fun stuff.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, do we want to actually like get to the...
Yes, let's get to it. Cause, yeah. Or did you want to have a...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about our...
We got
pros and cons. Okay. Pros, let's see. Actually, let's start with a con. those are easier to think of.
What's going wrong with my life?
I know. I was sick the past couple days. Not like COVID sick, but just like, not like just feeling icky and like I drank too much on Saturday.
You were hungover, Erin.
No, I'm calling it sick. Shh, I told my work I was sick.
Okay, Erin was sick.
I really was, like, just not feeling good. And I did throw up one time, so I
Dang,
think I might have had
allergies or something?
No, I think I had, like, a little stomach bug.
Ew.
I know. Well, you're talking over about your tummy problems, so I can talk about mine.
Yeah.
So
I didn't go into detail.
Well,
but yeah.
I did. I threw up one time. And so I was like, I'm just not going to go to work. And I like just took the whole day and I rested, which was really good for my mental health, I think. But something good. Another thing bad that happened
to me. Before we get to the good thing.
Well, this kind of goes into the good thing, but my... my headlights in my car just decided that they didn't want to work anymore. I probably hadn't changed them since I bought the car, but so they both went out at the same time, and I was at dinner with my dad, and my brother was in the car, and he called me and he was like, hey, you know your lights are out. And I was like, oh yeah, like they're fine, whatever. I was just using like my like the side lights. Yeah. Like I knew that they were out, but, and I had told my dad already, I was like, we'll just get them looked at when I have time to come over. And so he was like, let's go and look at them. And it was also freezing outside, by the way. So he's like, we're really going to do this in the cold. And I'm like, you're the one that wanted me to pull over. And ultimately, we decided that we'll just pick this up on another day. I had to drive home with my brights on. I was like, Mason, I don't want to, because that was Mason's idea. He's like, just drive with your brights on. And I was like, I don't want to be that person, you know, that drives with their brights on. And he's like, it's either your safety or theirs. And I was like, okay, you're right. You're right. So I drove with my brights on and then flipped to the good part, like that song on TikTok. It's like, can we get to the good part? I go to my dad's house on Friday to have him look at my lights, and he's like trying to figure out what it could be, like a fuse or just trying to figure out the solution without having to like get under my hood and get the light bulbs out. It wasn't the fuse. I was like, oh, well, maybe it's my car battery, like my fob, because my fob, it's like, excuse me, my car is like telling me like, hey, your fob's battery is low. And I was like, well, maybe the car is like speaking from the lights and being like, hey, you need to change your fob. And we go to O'Reilly's, and we get there, and somebody had bought the exact fob battery that I needed, but it comes in a pack of two, but they only wanted one. And so the guy gave me a free fob battery. And so that was my good thing. But then my other negative thing is we get back to my car and that wasn't the issue. So then we had to go we had to go back to O'Reilly's and get some light bulbs for my headlights.
Nice.
So I had to spend $50. But then now I know how to change my headlights.
I know how to do that, yeah.
It's kind of a pain, but
it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Try doing your brake lights. That's a pain.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what my dad is for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Scared me. Anyways.
She just has random alerts to, like, make sure she's awake during the day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we have an...
You didn't do yours.
My positive?
Well, you didn't even do your negative.
I did. My negative was that, like, very off, weird conversation we had.
Okay.
But I do want to, like, people are going to be like, oh, my God, Lisa's not okay. My positive is I celebrated my 26th birthday.
Yay! She's an older girl now. I am
over the hill now. No. Is that what they say? Or like, is that after you're 50?
That's, shit. Well, you're, like, over the rock. Or like over the mound. There's the mound and then the hill, and then I'm just gonna say 75 is the mountain.
Yeah, probably.
It's all downhill from 75.
It's all downhill from there.
That's sad.
I'm 26 now. Had a blast.
How'd you celebrate?
Went to dinner.
How'd we celebrate? I mean,
and we went to a comedy show. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to a comedy show, and it was hilarious, and it actually inspired me to listen to this podcast I listened to by Conan O'Brien. It's hilarious. He just has a bunch of other comedians on there. If you need a good laugh and you have a weird sense of humor, listen to it. I understand some people don't like Conan, but anyways, yeah, that was my birthday. That was my positive.
Yeah.
I'm 26 now.
It was fun.
It was lots
of fun. I accidentally ordered a vegan burger on your birthday. Which is not bad, but it was not what I was expecting.
No. It was confusing because the lady did ask Aaron, do you want pink or no pink? And Aaron was like, some pink.
And I wanted it like medium Aaron well. Aaron was
just staring at the burger like, where's the pink?
And it's just like a black bean burger.
And I was like already eating. I was like, oh, it's good. And I was like, you'll like it. Just eat it.
It was really good. It was just not what I was expecting.
With a side of like a Brussels sprout salad.
Yeah, it was
that was good. That was really good. But yeah, we had a fun night, and yeah, my positive. We have a fun episode. We're going to talk about some breakups in influencer celebrity world and just some other fun stuff.
So buckle your seatbelts and get ready for the show.
Yes,
I was going to say to laugh, but I don't think it's going to be that funny. Well, actually,
you could laugh.
It might
be
funny. You never know.
You never know. All right. Who do we talk about first?
What? Breakups?
Yes.
Sorry. Well, first of all, I think that this is breakup season, and I think we're just going to see more breakups as we get closer to summer. Because I was telling you earlier, I was like, I think that there's two, like, times when people break up with each other.
Yeah.
It's either before Thanksgiving or, right after Thanksgiving, before Christmas, and then right after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, like, you feel like, ugh, I can't break up with them on Christmas. Like, how terrible of a person would I be? And then It's, like, just, like, back to back to back. Like, just things of, or, like, holidays that you have to either spend with your significant other or, like, buy them a gift or do something with them. So it just makes it a little bit harder to break up with them. And then after Valentine's Day, it's, like, well, there's no more, like, really holidays that... that I have to buy, like, gifts for, or, you know.
Yeah.
And so it just also leads into summertime, which is, I think, single summer fiasco. People would just prefer to be single in the summertime.
Yeah, they're hot girl, hot boy, hot girl, hot person summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Agree. Definitely.
So Louisa has all the scoops on the celebrities that have been breaking up over the past couple of weeks.
Well, we had, like, a pretty big one today who I had just mentioned to Aaron, and it was confirmed, maybe 30 minutes.
Like an hour ago,
Later.
By the couple.
Yes.
And this is a couple that I actually, like, follow, and I don't really follow that many celebrities, like, on my Instagram or anything, but they're not really, like, celebrities. They're, like, reality stars.
Like influencers.
Influencers. Yeah. So it's Katie and Tom Schwartz
on Vanderpump Rules.
And if you haven't watched the show, it's really great. There's, like, 9 seasons. Yeah. It's on Hulu. Except
it's a spinoff off. It's like Lisa Vanderpump's spinoff. You know, Lisa from Beverly Hills. So.
Yes. What's it? Real Housewives.
Yes, Real Housewives.
So it's just, it's a spinoff of that show, but it's really good. And I think that we relate as, like, growing young adults more with the Vanderpump cast just because, you know, we're younger and not rich housewives. So it's just better and easier to relate to
them. And, like, in the beginning of the show, like, the first couple of seasons, like, they're, like, broke 20-year-olds, you know, and so you relate to that very well. And, you know, they work in the restaurant business and everyone dates everybody, and it's just full of drama. It's good, though.
It's good drama. Like, I wouldn't really want it for my life, but I appreciate that they're going through it so we can enjoy it. Yeah. If that makes sense. But, like, I wouldn't really want that on my life.
No,
but
that would just be...
So we've also, like, grown with them, I guess, in a sense, with their relationships and all of that kind of stuff. And, it was super sad to hear that they were breaking up.
Like, half of the cast has, like, had kids during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was honestly thinking they were going to be a couple that were going to have a kid next.
That's what I honestly thought you were going to tell me. You're like, oh, did you hear? And whenever you said that they were going to break up, I thought you were going to say that they were going to have a kid.
Well, separate, really, because they're married. I wouldn't even call it.
Well, breakup, divorce, separated, all same.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be with that person anymore.
Yeah.
That's what all of those things mean.
Yeah.
They're all synonyms.
True. True. I just think breakup sounds kind of childish.
Well, divorce is childish.
True.
True. I'm just saying.
That's what our ancestors said.
Yeah. They're like, are you a grown woman or not? Right. They're like, grandma, you don't know what I've had to live through.
But
you don't want to.
Yeah. No, I came across, like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 TikTokers today talking about, like, the speculation and, you know, like, many of us that have seen the show and have followed them. It was just a little hard to believe, just because if you follow the show, one of their biggest constant arguments within the couple is that Katie always felt that Tom never backed her up or, like, didn't have her back on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I don't know. I don't think that's...
I think that's
the case in this situation.
Yeah, well, also, I haven't watched the last season, so I don't necessarily know exactly what all is going on. But I think that sometimes people do just grow apart, and they did meet each other, I think they said 12 years ago. So, I mean, from being a broke 20-something-year-old to a successful 30-something-year-old, like, that's a huge change in dynamic of relationship. Yeah. And I think that if you guys, you know, aren't growing together, then obviously there's only one other way to go, and it's apart. And they both said something on Instagram that, you know, that they were super sad, but it was cordial. They still love each other, but they're going in their separate ways. But as a fan, or as a, you know, somebody that watches the show, it's still super sad, just because, you know, you kind of grew up also with their relationship.
Yeah. I mean, we saw them get married.
Yeah.
On the show. So.
We were basically at their wedding.
We basically were like bridesmaids at their wedding.
Yeah. Luis and I are standing on the side of the TV. Walked down the aisle.
Our own little flowers.
We did not do that, by the way.
No, we did not. We didn't. Yeah, that's sad news, obviously. Nobody likes divorce. Divorce isn't fun. I wish them well. I mean, he did make her sign a prenup, remember?
Well, yeah, I think that they both agreed on it because they both didn't have anything when...
Yeah. I mean, I think also, like, they were, like you said, they were broke. Like, they didn't really have much going on professionally in their life. Tom was looking for acting jobs. I think Katie was as well. Like, I mean, their life completely did change in a span of 12 years. I mean, he has a successful business now with Tom Saldivar. Did I say his name right?
No.
What the fuck did I say?
Saldivar. It's Sandoval.
I haven't watched the show in a bit. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. Sandoval. And Lisa Vanderpump. Anyways, Lisa's important. Yeah. I mean, growing a restaurant business is hard.
Yeah, for sure. But I think, too, like, let's go back to the prenup thing. Because I actually said this to my mom and one of her friends not too long ago, but they were just talking about, I don't remember, something, and I was just mentioning, like, I don't think that a prenup is a bad thing. Like, that doesn't mean that you are, you know, we were talking about divorce. But I don't think that it means that, oh, I'm expecting this to fail, or I want this to fail, or I don't love you. I think it's honestly just a protection in yourself, and also a protection for that other person, because what is theirs before you guys get married should be theirs. Like, I don't feel like that's right for someone to come in and then, you know, there are vindictive people out there, mm-hmm. and sometimes love and lust blinds our interjudgment or our best judgment, and people get taken advantage of, and I don't necessarily think that that's the case every time, but to protect yourself for, I think, too, nowadays, like, it's so easy to fall out of love because there's so many choices out there. There's so many options for people to just be like, you know, you're not doing it for me today. I'm going to go hit up Sally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the sad part. It's a very just like finical culture.
Yeah.
Like one
Which
day.
Which sucks. Like it makes me really scared to even want to get married because it's like, I don't want to put on a whole facade of being like, oh my God, I love you so much. And then 5 years, 10 years down the road, it's like, oh, no, never mind.
But I mean, you know what they say, like, couples that overshare their love in paragraphs on social media are just convincing themselves.
That's very true. You
know? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we know couples that, like, rarely share. I mean, they probably share pictures and it's just, like, what a cutie, or like St. Yeah. Pat or something. But then you see the couples, like, you probably know, like, people you went to high school with or something.
Yeah, that and are just oversharing.
And they're posting paragraphs, and they're like, I love you, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
I saw this thing.
It's like, who are you trying to convince, man?
Yeah, I saw this thing, and it was like, because remember when, like, hashtag per day, like, for each day was, like, a huge thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Now, like.
Man Crush Monday. Yeah. Yeah.
MCM and WCW yes. are like not even a thing anymore, and it's like
Flashback Friday or Throwback. Yeah, yeah.
But like, if you didn't have a man, it's like Milkshake Monday. Like, I don't know, but I don't know. Apparently, those are gone now. Those have been gone.
People don't do those anymore. No. I bet you they'd come back.
Oh yeah, well, everything else is coming back.
Yeah, I bet you kids are gonna like, oh my god, like, this is my Man Crush Monday, and it's like. Honey.
You're like, honey, honey, honey. Been there, done that. Stop embarrassing yourself. Yeah.
It's a very high school
thing. Put on your high-waisted jeans and part your hair to the side and listen to some NSYNC.
Yeah.
And try again tomorrow.
Yes. No.
Okay, so yeah, we're really sad for you, Tom and Katie. If you happen to listen to this, I think that would be really cool, but you're probably not ever going to hear it. So I'll just knock on wood just in case you do. That would be fun.
But we wish you guys luck.
Yeah. We wish you all the best endeavors for both of you. We love you. Okay, who's next on the list?
Okay, well, this is more of like in the A-list celebrity spot, but I don't even think I would consider them a breakup because they're trying to work things out. But Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet announced they were separating last month. And if you guys don't know, Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
I know who Jason Momoa is. Thank you. Thank you for that. I don't know who his girlfriend is or whoever.
So you know Zoe Kravitz?
No.
She's the girl with in... Fuck, what's that show we used to watch on HBO with like Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman?
Oh.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the young, like the younger mom. The one that had the yoga studio.
Oh. Her. Okay.
So this is her mom married to Jason Momoa. Her real mom.
Her mom is married to her? Not her?
No, Zoe Kravitz is dating Channing Tatum.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. How do you know all of this?
Because I keep up. Like,
oh my god.
I like to, one, she's also in the movie with Robert Pattinson, so that's why, like, I've just been seeing her a lot more. But she's a really good actress.
So Zoe's mom is dating Momoa.
Yeah. No, married. They have two kids.
Oh. So Zoe's a stepsister?
Yes. And Jason Momoa is her stepdad.
Weird. Okay.
And, like, it's actually kind of sweet because her dad is Lenny Kravitz, the musician.
No idea.
No? Okay. Well, yeah. Pretty big.
You need to, like, build me a family tree or something.
But anyways, they all get along and whatever. But, yeah.
So now they're trying to work it
out. They're trying to work things out. We'll see where it goes. But that was a big shock because they're very, like, they're just one of those couples that you just never thought. I mean, we don't know what happens behind closed doors, but, you know, they just seemed very affectionate and, like, loving towards one another. But you don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
I didn't know at all.
But, yeah, so they're working things out. But
you know what sucks? What? Like, to be such, like, an A-lister, like, player, I guess, is that you can't, like, not sleep in the same bed with your wife or like have an argument with your husband without somebody fucking finding out.
Yeah.
You know? And well, like getting reported to the news.
Well, I think that's why a lot of them, like people they hire, like I know the Kardashians do, they make everybody on their staff sign NDAs.
Oh yeah, that's I'm sure a huge thing.
Yeah. But then again, like, you know, someone always talks like you know, the hairdresser, you're getting your nails done, like, whatever. Someone talks.
Someone slips.
Yeah. Or you go on that website where people just don't name names, but they say, oh, big influencer, big A-lister that stars in superhero movie. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, Blind Items is the website.
Mm. Okay.
In case anybody wants to get on there.
Do we have any other?
Chris Pine and his girlfriend. You guys remember him from Princess Diaries?
Nobody remembers him.
Yes, they do.
No.
You're probably the only millennial that's like, I don't remember him from
Princess Diaries. No one knows Chris Pine.
Yes, they do.
Let's name another movie.
We're going to name a poll. We're going to put a poll on this podcast. Okay. On our Instagram.
Who is Chris Pine? What movie does Chris Pine play in?
Princess Diaries, Wonder Woman. Those are his top ones.
What do you want me to say? I feel like there's more.
Okay.
He's more famous than Princess Diaries and Wonder Woman.
Okay, give me a minute. He's in Star Trek.
That's where he's famous for.
Star Trek.
Yes. That's where I know him from.
You watch Star Trek?
I've watched it one time.
That's so weird.
But I wouldn't know his name, but when you showed me his picture, that's how I recognized him.
Oh, he was also in Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan.
I don't remember that one.
He's in a bunch of, like, other movies.
Yeah. I feel like those two that you named were not his top ones.
Yes, they... I want a poll. I want to hear from the people.
We're doing a poll. Okay. You've spoken. We're doing a poll.
Yes.
I don't even care that he's single anymore. I just want to know what the people think.
He's a little thin, though. Anyways, him and his girlfriend... Okay. Him and his girlfriend...
Time to wake up.
Yeah. Annabelle Wallace have reportedly called it quits after almost 4 years together. That's a long time.
It happens.
Okay, I guess he is known for Star Trek.
Told you.
Because of the Star Trek actor. I don't even watch Star Trek.
I mean, I don't watch it. I literally watched it one time, and he's like the main character in it.
Yeah, okay. We're going to move past that. We're going to put a poll, and we're going to move past it. Oh, okay. My gosh. Apparently... This is a influencer, Jake Paul. He's a YouTuber. He split from his girlfriend. But he...
Is there, like, anybody that we know?
Oh, yes. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers split up.
No! Yep. Why? Yeah.
But you know that was a PR stunt, right? They were never really together.
Oh, that's sad.
You can tell. You can always tell. Yeah.
I don't pay enough attention.
They broke off their engagement in last month, February. The split was amicable. They're just saying that, you know, their careers got in their way. Their life is just really busy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I could see that.
But, yeah. But they had only gotten engaged with really, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
I feel like they didn't really date before anyways, too.
No, they didn't. That's why I'm telling you. It's very pure. Okay. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes broke up.
Yeah, but I thought they were talking again.
No.
Oh.
Do you not hear the song she released?
No.
She's like, it's like Dancing with Strangers or something. And she's pretty much singing like, you used to hate the ocean and now you love it. You used to hate this and now I have to sell our house.
Yeah. I'll have to listen to it.
Julia Fox and Kanye West, another PR stunt.
Well, of course. Anyone that's dating Kanye West is a PR stunt.
I love you. Like, would you consider yourself Ye's muse? Oh, yeah. His name's Ye, not Kanye. I'm sorry. Well, before we get, like, sued or something.
Oh, God.
His name's Ye.
We're going to sue the girls on Basically Adulting. Come at us.
We'll be on his Instagram for 30 minutes before he deletes on the post. Oh, he's a crazy one.
If you guys didn't know, Kim and Ye broke up.
Yes.
And now
she's finally legally single.
Dating Pete.
Which, good for her. Go from an unstable man to a mentally somewhat stable man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for Kim.
Good for her. She's legally single. Hopefully her divorce goes through. She needs to get out of that relationship.
I thought she was legally single. You just said.
No, so the court has granted her to, like, I guess her for her to I don't, it's weird. They're not divorced quite yet. Like, all of that is still being in the process. But she asked for the court to allow her to just, like, legally be single. I don't know how it works. It's weird. But she's still, like, going to court and stuff.
Because that doesn't make fucking sense. How can you be legally single, but you're still going through a divorce? You're still technically married? So you could technically get married again if you're legally single.
Not really, because you're not divorced.
Then how are you legally single? I don't get it.
I think that...
I don't know. But I think it's a lot of boo hockey is what it is. And it's just more ways for them to get their name in the press.
Well, so she also got out. So they got backlash. Obviously, we all know from her telling women, you know, get your fucking ass off and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. So the following couple of days later, because she got so much shit for it, which I understand, like, what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, someone also made a point, like, Kim is not talking about, like, people like us that actually have to work. She's talking about people, like, within her circles that probably have trust funds and probably don't fucking work.
And they probably don't need to work. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, so, if I had a trust fund, I would want to go travel around the world, too.
Yeah. But another person said it was probably, like, a dig at Courtney, since there was, like, a whole season where, yeah, like, you don't even have a job. And Courtney's just like, that's so true. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So did you find it or no?
Oh, Kim. It's Kim fine. Getting divorced. Yeah.
We don't care anymore.
Okay. Oh, but back. That's what the PR storm was. She released pictures. She made it Instagram official, her and Pete.
Oh.
To distract us. But it didn't quite distract us. Because it's like, we already knew you were together.
Yeah, they've been together for a while, I feel like.
Like, it'd be different if we didn't know you were dating Pete. But we know.
Yeah. Come here, but Fiona.
Do you want to hear a funny story before we
move on? Yes, I would love to.
So I had a story. I had a dream, like, maybe a week ago.
I had a dream!
I had a dream once. I still do. It's so weird. I was, like, traveling with Fernanda, who, if you've listened to the podcast, you know who she is. If not, she's one of my best friends. And we're, like, getting on the plane. One, like, for some reason, like, the flight attendants were picking on me. Something about my, like, luggage, my carry-on. Something stupid. I just remember, like, being so upset because I'm, like, I've honestly, all the times I've traveled, I've never had, like, issues. Mm-hmm. And Fernanda starts panicking for some reason. Like, we're, like, in the front area. Like, picture, like, the pilot's seats are not there because it was pretty big. And I was just like, I don't understand. Like, just fit my, like, if not up there, just take it down under, like, under the belly of the plane or whatever. And Fernanda just starts, mind you, we're, like, not even in the air. Fernanda just starts panicking for some reason in my dream, opens, like, the door, the other door, the other side, and just, like, hops out.
She's like, fuck this.
She just, like, hops out and, like, falls onto the concrete. And I'm just standing there like, what the fuck?
Did you analyze it? Like, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. I haven't analyzed it, but I was like, I've been having really, really weird dreams.
I feel like I have dreams where I get shot a lot.
That's not good.
I don't know.
I
think the last one I was going to text you, I got shot in the leg.
Because, like, it depends. They say it depends where you get shot at.
Yeah.
So you got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything represents something different and whatever. What does it mean?
Yeah, I also think it's because I watch, like, scary, like, not scary shows, but, like, you know, police shows and FBI shows and
stuff too,
like that. But, like, yeah. I don't know. I remember that one time I texted you. I texted her this long paragraph of my dream. And she was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And I was like,
no, I said, that's crazy.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, Louisa, that's not, I don't even think I was like, could you analyze it? I just responded. I don't think I did either. I'm like, how did you not get what I was trying to do?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm not going to, we don't need to go for it. It's fine.
Okay. So
what does it mean to be shot?
Two different
meanings
behind it. So is a message for your need to reach out and communicate with others. You know what
my knee?
Need.
Oh.
No, not your knee.
I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do that. Okay.
You know what the right thing to do is, but still refuse to follow what is right. You have a clear understanding of things. Your dream is a message for your desires for a fresh new start.
Hmm.
So the shooting part expresses some situation or issue that you need to tend to. You need to take a time out in order to relieve. Your leg in the dream signals an underlying hurt. You need to investigate further what aspect or component of your life you need to let go. You need to confront some repressed resentment or unexpressed anger.
I wonder when that was. I don't remember when it was, but I do remember that the last, like, dream that I had was me getting shot in the leg.
This other website says, getting shot in the leg dream states your desire to control the outcome of a situation. You feel that someone or something is treating you unfairly. You need to let go of some past emotions. Your dream is a hint for desertion or, like, abandonment. You're experiencing some sort of heartache or heartbreak. Are you? No.
I mean, it wasn't recent. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was when I got broken up with.
Maybe.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah.
I should just text you every time I have a dream so you can just analyze it. If I'm texting you a long-ass paragraph, I expect you to look it up and tell me what it means. You're like, whoa, that was crazy, that's man. Crazy. Whoa, crazy.
I think I can actually go back and find it.
You probably could. You probably could.
Oh, gosh.
So I just didn't even text you about this dream. So next time I have one, I will let you know.
Yeah.
Fiona, come here. She's like, no, I'm gonna go eat.
No, Mom. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What else did we need to talk about?
I
felt like we were gonna talk about. Like,
I did. I wanted to talk about something else about what this is a question that we're both responding to.
Oh God. Okay.
What do you think?
I remember now.
Is or was your villain origin story?
Okay.
So just to explain it further. So, like, we are main characters in our own life. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, perspective. We're probably villains in other people's lives. So it's like, what do you think is, like, that pivotal, like, that, like, one moment that changed, like, the trajectory, probably in, like, a certain situation, relationship, or, like, whoa, or anything, really. Like, I can name of a couple of times that I'm like, I know what my villain origin story is.
I mean, I can pinpoint a time, but I feel like it's not necessarily a villain story. It made me a better person.
No, I know, but just have fun with it.
Okay. I'm trying to understand what you want me to do.
Well, like, for example, like, the way I explained it.
Why don't you do it first?
Okay, one of my villain origin stories, this is when I think this was me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, like, it really affected me to this day. I think I was three. I was at this New Year's Eve party with family. We were still in Mexico. And I had a cousin who pinched me. And stole my candy.
And now she's your villain. Or they're your villain.
No.
So that's when you became the villain.
That's when I became the villain.
You're like, I'm going to go around pinching people and stealing their candy.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm.
But I became less trusting of other children, let me tell you that.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I have one that's kind of sad, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's not, like, super sad, but I feel like as a child, like, I grew up as an only child.
Yeah.
And both of my parents worked. And so, you know, I had to go to daycare after school. And I was the only one that, or wasn't the only one, but I was always the last one to be picked up from daycare all the time. And there were sometimes, like, my mom was late that she would have to pay extra because they closed, yeah. early, like, not early, but, like, at 6:30 or whatever. Yeah. And they have to pay, you have to pay extra by the minute or whatever. And there are multiple times when, like, I would be the last one to be picked up. And I don't ever know if it, like, necessarily affected me, but it was just, like, I think that it makes me feel like I, like, now in my adult life have more time, more time than what I really actually have. There's, like, a dysmorphia in your brain that's, what is it? Like, not a disorder, but it's like a...
Like the way you were wired?
Yeah, like you just, you think, like when you're scared of spiders, what's it called? A phobia.
Oh, phobia. Dysmorphia. It's a phobia, yeah.
Okay. I was close. But, like whenever I'm getting ready or whatever, I always just feel like I have more time than I do. And so I think that I run late because of that.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of. Okay, so I Googled it.
I don't know
so what I'm doing. So I can have, like, okay, so origin stories in general are backstories or accounts that reveal how characters become who they are now. So it's, like, a certain event that happened in your life okay. that led you to, like, the person, like, who you are now.
Okay.
So I guess it doesn't really have to be a villain origin story, but, like, I just wanted to spice it up because no. we're someone's villain.
I mean, I understand what you're trying to say. Okay. So there was this one time in high school, which I was not hanging out with the right people. And I was hanging out, you know, with some girlfriends. And, you know, everyone kind of goes through this, like just not hanging out with the right people.
Yeah.
And there was an instance where we both, me and my friend, got in trouble. Like, pretty bad trouble. And I feel, and we were not allowed to talk to each other after this. So I feel like, but I think we did anyways. But I think that I learned more from that situation than she did.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't think that this is just me making things up because this is what I was told to do by Louisa. But I could see, like, a storyline, like, if it was going to be, like, a princess movie or a Disney movie or whatever, where she could, you know, be jealous or envious of the way that I took that situation and made it and learned from it and continued on to, like, better my life. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying this to diss her life or anything mm-hmm. because she has a husband and two beautiful kids and seems like she's doing well. And I hope she is. But if we're doing a movie, that could be a plot line where you could be envious of that person that you guys were in the same situation and took that same, you know, heartache, trouble, yeah. whatever. And one goes down this rabbit hole and one prospers.
Yeah.
Is that's that a good one. Is that yeah, what you're talking that's about?
A good one, yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could be her villain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not. She was telling me about this, and I was like, I don't think that I'm anyone's villain.
No, but like, I don't know.
But also, I don't think I would tell my villain if I had one. I don't think I have a villain.
I don't think I have a villain either.
I mean, there's people that I dislike, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like villain is just a mean word.
It is. But, like, it's... I the perfect example I used was, like the Cruella movie on... not on Netflix. On Disney Plus. Like, it shows, like, who she was as a child as she grew older and, like, how she goes to become Cruella de Vil.
Right. But she's mean and we're not mean.
No, you... Have you seen the movie?
But, yeah, no, I haven't. But Cruella De Vil ends up being mean. I get
where no, she, no, yeah, she becomes, she's evil.
She's yes. nice, and then she becomes evil.
No, she's never nice.
Okay, well then we're...
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, so things happened to her, like, in her life. Like, there were, like, these, like, puzzle pieces that she clicks together, like, towards the end. And it's honestly, like, the way people treated her led her to become Cruella de Vil.
Not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I'm just saying that we are not Cruella de Vil.
No, we're not. We're not over there, like, turning puppies into, like, coats and stuff.
No. No, we could never do that.
No. No.
Okay, I gave two, so you have to give one more.
I was actually thinking about this. You know what? Fuck it, I'll share it.
That was
like, where do I go with this story? Like,
never mind. Okay.
I'm gonna go. I feel like my villain origin, this one starts with it always comes back to my family. But long story short, my mother left my father, and that's when it started. This would be a really good movie, actually. If anybody wants to, like, hit me up and help me write it. I became the villain because I stayed Switzerland. And due to the father in my life, I had to pick a side. I didn't. And I was made to be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a choice of, like, oh my God, I have to stay awake, guys. I made a choice to, like, not fall under everyone's thumb and, like, live in the perfect little bubble that everything's okay over on his side. And that clearly did not, like, roll with him and his little perfect image. And so I think that's my villain origin story. Like,
yeah,
most of the people in that family rarely reach out to me ever. Mm-hmm. And that's the sad part. Like, I can see, like, me walking through flames. Not I didn't have to walk through flames, but, like, I'm just, like,
she's like, it's coming back to me.
It's all coming.
They made me walk on fire.
to choose sides. But yeah, that's my villain origin story, and I came out on top because I'm doing better. I'm doing great.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, this is a reminder that karma comes back around. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but it will come back around. And it honestly is, like, the best thing. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know what?
You God bless you.
Deserve that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about karma is, like, you don't see it coming. Yeah. Like, you start, you know, people will start feeling safe and fine, like, bam, and it, like, slaps them in the head. Wow. But yeah,
that was a fun game,
right? That's a fun little game. Oh wait, you know what, that just reminded me something. Oh shoot, before we sign off, do you think there are more doors in the world or wheels in the world?
Doors or wheels?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't know. I'm thinking about all the tall buildings. But then there's lots of trains. I'm going to say doors.
Yes.
There's more doors?
I feel like there's... I haven't Googled it. Oh. I've been trying to wait for this moment. But I think there are more doors in the world. Because people are like, no wheels. But I'm like, cars and trains and all that have doors.
That's true.
And you have to think, like, if you're in one of those, like, long train rides, like, glove compartment, technical little door, cabinets, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely more doors. Because if you think about, like, inside of a building, there's more doors inside one building.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I think that... excuse me. I think that there's more doors for sure.
I think so, too.
Just in my apartment, not counting the cabinets, because those are baby doors, but, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
In my one apartment.
Yeah.
And my car only has 4.
So this was originally a tweet someone tweeted out a couple days ago, like 10 days ago. Him and his mates were having a debate, And people voted on poll that they believe that there are more wheels in the world.
Oh.
And it's like,
this could be a second poll. What do you think?
Yes, this could be a second poll. Because so then I kept seeing it pop up on TikTok and someone was like, well, you have to think about like office chairs. They have wheels.
Ooh.
And then this just came to my mind. It's like Hot Wheel cars. Imagine how many kids have Hot Wheel cars out there.
Yeah, and they don't have, I mean, they have pretend doors that they don't open.
Yeah. And so then it's like, okay, then you have to start thinking about like luggage. Your little, what's it called?
Your wheelie luggage.
Yes. Those have wheels.
Yeah.
Roller skates.
Roller skates do have wheels.
So, I'm team doors. Because if you think about it, like, I work in an office building. Like, elevator doors, are those technically doors?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I, like, elevator doors. There's...
You don't have to name all the doors in your building. Like, that would take fucking too long, and I don't have energy to do that right now.
No.
You were literally about to just name up all the doors in your building.
It doesn't say if there are more doors.
Well, I feel like there's no way to know.
I feel like there would be. Okay, so...
No, I think that it's just going to be an unanswered question. I want to know what you think. Go take a poll on our Instagram right now.
Yes, we will be posting. Our poll will be on when this episode is rolling.
Well, once we post it live, it's going to be out there forever. So.
Yes.
Yeah. If you. Daisy, quit. Daisy thinks there's more wheels in the world.
Daisy, just because you got four paws.
She's like, I'm like a car. Right. Okay, did you have anything else?
No, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you listening to us. If you have gotten this far, thank you.
It was a roller coaster of an episode.
Super random. Yeah.
Yeah.
We always try to plan out what we're going to say for you guys just so you are aware. But sometimes it just doesn't happen that way.
No.
And you know what? We're not even drinking wine. This is how No. all of our conversations actually go in real life.
Yes. This is real. This is the real us.
This is real. But if you want to follow us on Instagram.
If you're not already.
If you're not already, you should be. It's at basically adulting.
_podcast. Yeah.
At basically adulting _podcast. And then if you want to send us an email, if you have a referral for an intern, send us your resume or send us their resume. basicallyadulting247@gmail.com. And we would love to talk to you because we need help.
Yeah, we do.
And yeah. So that's all I have to say.
Or if you have any questions regarding the position, email us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is it going to entail?
Yeah.
We're still figuring it out. But it will be fun.
It will be fun.
Because we are fun. We think we're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just want someone that has some drive, somebody that wants to learn about the podcast world, social media, how to, you know...
Like editing and stuff. Those are like things we're looking for.
We're working on a
flyer.
What's it called though? A position, like the responsibilities.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flyer.
I mean, we can call it a flyer too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the responsibilities, the role responsibilities. And we will let you guys know. But yeah, if you are listening to this and you think that you or a friend or whoever would be a good fit, please reach out because we would love to hear from you. And yeah.
Yeah. We'll catch y'all next week.
Yay. What's next week?
I'm assuming we're releasing an episode next week.
I know, but I just didn't know if we had like a topic already planned or something.
No.
Okay. We don't. So just another, you know.
Just another fun episode for y'all.
Crazy.
You'll love it.
Crazy. Maybe we'll find a guest to come on.
Yes, that'd be fun.
Okay.
All right.
We'll work on it.
We'll work on that, guys.
Okay. Have a great day or night or whatever time it is.
Whatever time of the day it is.
Thank God it's not daylight savings time anymore.
No, they still haven't passed it yet.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.